Hi, I'm Lisa Sherman, an ultra runner based in Sydney, Australia. I recently participated in Isabel's goal and habit setting webinar and found this to be extremely beneficial. Isabel's approach to creating goals was logical and provided some real strategies and just simple action steps to create really meaningful goals and habits to support achieving these goals. I really enjoyed the interactive nature of the workshop and will definitely be using this approach to refine not only my running goals for 2023, but all of my goals in the future.
Hello and welcome to the Peak Endurance Podcast with me, Ron Tate, and you?
Isabel Ross, with your host, Ron Tate, with me. Anyway, it's your host, Isabel and Ron. Ron,
yes,
and Isabel.
Ron and Isabel.
Izzy and Ron, Ron and Izzy.
That's it.
Rizzy, I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, don't say that.
Coming to you from Biblis, Germany again this week.
Yeah.
We've had a bit of an adventure on the weekend and we've come back to have a bit of a rest, although today wasn't all that restful. But we're going to be here for another week or so and then we're going to move on to our next adventure.
Yes, so basically what this episode is about is I have completed 100K number six out of 12. So I'm halfway through the challenge, thank the Lord above, because it is literally killing me.
And it's all downhill from here.
Well, physically and except mentally and metaphorically and literally and
just not
everything.
Physically.
Physically?
No, it's not all downhill from here physically.
Why not?
Because there's going to be a lot of uphills.
Yes, there will be. Not as much as on the weekend. But
that you're assured of.
No, that was the last big climbing one. And you know, unfortunately in Australia, we just cannot train for those kind of climbs.
Yeah.
Really to do well in these kind of races is you have to train in the Alps, you know, or live in somewhere like Canada with lots of big mountains. But even their mountains aren't as steep as the ones here. They're as long, but they're not as steep, the climbs. It's the steepness of it. Oh. Anyway, we'll get to that. Let's just talk about how it all went down. Okay, so we left here on Friday.
Yep. Bright and early.
And we caught the, my edit dropped me off in, dropped us off in Biblis. Then we caught the train from Biblis to Mannheim, Mannheim to Basel. But then that was late.
Yes.
So. And we had 1 minute to go from three different platforms.
Yes,
we
were app watching the whole way and we kept on getting told we were going to be a little bit later. And by the time we got there, we had 1 minute.
And
to
we
get to our
ran like the veritable wind, like a Kenyan.
Knocking people left, right, and center, like bowling
pins. That's a run.
That's it.
And then we raced down the stairs.
We saw the train from the top of the stairs and we thought, you beauty.
Yes, we thought we'd made it.
We started going down the stairs.
We actually got to the bottom of the stairs and it went.
And the train left.
Yep, glided off.
So
there were a few expletives.
Yes.
In fact, I think I expletived very loudly. But then we went back upstairs because, well, what can you do? And we went to the information booth and she goes, oh, just catch the next train. I went, okay. And it was like 20 minutes later, so it didn't matter.
so it wasn't too big a deal.
But the next train, no, that was the last
that
train.
That was the last train, yeah. So that got us into Zurich just a little bit later.
Just a little bit later, but it didn't matter. And then we went on a wild goose chase following Ron's directions.
Well, to be fair, it was Google Maps directions, not mine. I was just the one reading the phone.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, and then we finally found the car hire place and we got a free upgrade from a Hyundai to a Jeep.
Yes.
Which was much nicer and much more spacious.
Yeah, so we had a Jeep.
Yes, we got a Jeep. Yeah. And then we drove, well, when I say we, Ron, because I need to rest and whatnot.
Yes. So we left Zurich about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, heading for Fisch.
Yep.
In the Swiss Alps, and it took us
Just over 3 hours.
Just over 3 hours. I think we got there just after 4 o'clock.
Mind you, we left Beckles. We caught the 7 a.m. train. So it
Yeah,
was a
so
long
we've
day.
yeah, so we've been we end
Planes,
up
trains, and
yeah,
automobiles.
we ended up traveling for, 9 hours. So it was still a long day. And just to cap it all off, the drive from Zurich to Fiche is not an easy one. I wouldn't call it an easy one. The
No.
first hour was nice and easy on the autobahns and then, the nice wide dual lane highways. And then when we got into the hills, whew, did things change?
Yeah, just windy roads, very narrow, with a bajillion cyclists clogging the traffic and everyone just swerving everywhere and
Oh
crazy
God.
crap happening.
Not to mention just so windy, like
No,
just like nothing we have in Australia.
nothing, nothing.
So,
So.
hairpin turns every, 100 meters
Yeah.
it felt like.
So yeah, so we finally made it to Fiche and where you went and registered for
Registered.
the race, got my number, did all that stuff. We brought sort of picnicky food with us because we were staying at the sports resort and there was no cooking facilities.
So
So
we bought a salad and some bread and meat and cheese and that sort of
and
thing.
had, our European Arben port and just sat on the floor there
Yeah, sat on the floor in the
because
corner
they didn't
for
even have a table and chair in the room, and we didn't want to get breadcrumbs all over the bed.
a
So, yeah, it was really high class.
bit.
We pushed the bare pillows on the floor because the ground was so hard, and it was hot. Oh my God, it
It
was hot.
was.
I was a bit stressed about that. So yeah, then went to bed, and surprisingly, I did not sleep well. Normally, I sleep perfectly fine before race. I get nervous before races, as everybody does. I think it's perfectly normal and to be expected. But I don't normally have like nervous dreams about it, but I did that. I missed the start and all this sort of crapola. I think when you've spent all this money and gone all this distance, you're kind of a little bit more invested. Like when it's at home, it's like, oh well, if I'm late, I'll just jog along after everyone. But this is a little bit different. So anyway, nothing happened. Got there, got to the start line.
The bed where we were staying
Was the
was the
start.
start line,
Like it
basically.
was a literally
We
30 second walk.
walked out of our room down, out of the building, and it was 100 meters
Yeah.
down the road.
So yeah, so sorry, I need to
Oh.
yawn. Oh my God, sorry, I'm still really tired. So then the race started and we sort of ran down the road out of the sports resort and then it just started climbing straight away. And that was very gradual, and everyone was running, walking, running, doing all that sort of stuff. And then, it just climbed and climbed and climbed. And it was cool. It wasn't hot yet because we started at 6:30. And then I got to see you at about
7
7 kilometers,
k's, yeah. Well,
which took
Isabel,
over an hour and a half, just
yeah.
over an hour and a half.
While Isabel was running up the hill, I caught the gondola. It
Yes.
was a lovely trip.
Yes.
It only took me 7 minutes.
Rub it in. So yeah, so I got up there, but that was quite enjoyable. And then after I saw you, and I almost went the wrong way and had to get
Yes, that's
redirected.
right.
They're like, no. I'm like, what?
What? Because some hikers had just gone up there just before we did, so we were just going to follow the
Yeah, I was
hikers.
just going to follow the hikers anyway. So then, and then it just kept climbing to about 2,500 meters, and that's the top height we got to. And then we sort of turned off and go down towards the not when I say down, it wasn't down very far, to the glacier, forgotten the word. And that was cool, the glacier, and literally cool because you could feel the cold air coming off it, which was nice because it was already starting to heat up. But the difficulty was, as beautiful as it was, and as much as I wanted to look at it, I couldn't because the little path was quite rocky. And every time I look at the beautiful glacier, I'd strip. So it was hard like to really enjoy it. And anyway, there was a spot and I stopped to take a photo and there was a hiker there and she goes, oh, I'll take a photo of you. And that's why there's that photo of me holding my poles. I was just holding the poles next to me and she was like, no, put your arms in the air. She did the action. So I thought, oh, stuff it. I'm never going to see her again, whatever. And that was really nice of her. And then, kept going. And then it came to this just this rocky section that really reminded me, and when I say rocky, like Like it was like Wonderland, the Grampians,
Grampians, yeah.
that kind of rocky for I don't know how many k's, but a lot. And it was exhausting. And there were lots of wooden stairs put in because you couldn't just, there was so much rock that was to get you down and some up, and these little wooden platforms along the side of the rock that you had to sort of walk along. And it was just unbelievable. And my arches of my feet were cramping. I do have issues with them in the right, but even the left one was cramping. And oh, it was because my feet were moving around and sliding and slipping, and I probably didn't have my shoes quite tight enough. And it was just, yeah, it was a lot going on. It was exhausting. And I was actually, believe it or not, looking forward to the bridge because I thought at least on the bridge, the ground is flat and I can just walk. And I won't have to run because I'll be so scared, and I'll just walk and I'll have a breather. I mean, I was breathing, like hyperventilating as doing it, but anyway, so we got through the rock because I was pretty sure it was going to be after that rock because it seemed like the right environment
Yeah.
from the pictures I'd seen. And then I saw it coming up, and it was like, and I'd spoken about this to Ron on the Friday. I was almost sick and tired of being scared of it, and I was just over being scared of it,
Yeah.
you know, and I just almost wasn't scared anymore. Anyway, so there was a guy in front of me, he was filming it, and then the guy came up behind me, and I stood there, and he was like, "Come on." And so I followed him, and you know, I'm walking along, death grip on my poles because I thought, oh my God, if I drop them out of my hot, sweaty hands because it was hot and they crash to the bottom, I'll be bloody, oh my God, trying to do that race
Yeah.
without poles, stick a pencil in my eye. And there were children on the bridge clapping me, yay, you did pretty well. And I'm like, oh, holding onto the side, shuffling along like a biggest scaredy cat, and these kids and their dad was just laughing at me. So anyway, I got across, and then after that, just to add insult to injury, there was oh my God, it was so steep, and like it was like all the stairs from UTA they put just after that bridge, like every single lot of those stairs, and these big concrete ones that were so like almost, you know, higher than my legs, and so heaps of stairs straight up. It was oh so hard and full sun. And killer on the legs, absolute killer on the legs. I mean, one, yeah. So, because of course I didn't know there was going to be stairs in. I was thinking I should have done stair work, but I didn't
Who
know.
do you?
Yeah, nowhere in the course notes to say anything, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, and then we kept going, and I so there was like, it was tough already when I saw you at the next, and that was 24 k's in, and I was rooted. And you know, we'd bought what we thought would be a good bacon and egg McMuffin substitute. It was a bacon and egg sandwich, but you know, they'd put in lots of mayonnaise and lots of butter because normally that's yummy in a sandwich, but it was just too much, especially with the heat. And then the other sort of pretzely thing we'd bought, it just looked like a roll with ham in it, but ham was so strong and so salty, and just it was just too much for me, and lots of butter oozing everywhere. Like the handles on my poles are like a dark color now from all the oil. It was just, it's like I oiled my poles. So I just couldn't stomach that anymore. And I ended up messaging Ron before the next aid station saying, "Can you just get something plain?"
No, not that wasn't that one. It was
Oh.
the one, the aid, because that second aid station was still up in the hills,
Oh, okay.
and so I wasn't near any kind of
Yeah.
bakery or anything there. It was
Yeah,
the
I
third
can't
one.
remember the
Yeah, it
exact.
was the third one where I was able to,
Yeah.
walk in basically from where the aid station was. I
Yeah.
walked into town and found a
Yeah.
bakery in the
Yeah.
town.
Anyway, whatever. I
So,
eventually
yeah.
did do that. We don't need to go aid station by aid station. I guess people don't want to be too
That
bored.
second aid station, though, they had hot dogs, which you didn't
I
have.
thought that was the one where I told you, that was the one, that second aid station is the one I was talking about. I saw the hot dogs because I went in to go to the loo and I saw the lady with the hot dogs.
But I hadn't bought any rolls for you at
No,
that point.
it was after that I told you.
After that aid
Yeah,
station.
that's right. It was after that.
So I went in after Isabella left. I went in and, asked if I could have a hot dog, and she was like, "Yeah, we got heaps."
You had mine.
So I had yours,
Yes. No. And then after that aid station, I messaged you. That's kind of what I meant. So I was right. Okay, that's cool. I messaged and said, just get something plain. And you did. You got me some plain rolls, and you
It
got me
was a
the chocolate croissant.
Croissant, because I can't read German,
You didn't know it
I
was
thought it was
chocolate.
just a croissant. I didn't realize it was a chocolate croissant. So,
It was like a chocolate surprise.
yes.
It was very crumbly, but it was nice. It was yummy. And then at the aid station, they gave me just some plain pasta, which we
That's
put in a
right.
Ziploc bag. But once again, it was covered in oil, which did not help the oiled up. So I continued on from there, and then it was flat
That
along
was
by the
flat.
river for quite a while, which was nice. Got into a little jiggity jog, and then met you at the next one, which after that was going to be another big
Yeah,
climb.
so that one, there was only like 5 or 6 Ks between each
Yes,
station,
decent.
and
It
it
was
was
like a
all
park
flat.
run.
So that was quick and easy
Yeah,
for
yeah.
the next one, and then from there it went
Straight up
solidly
again.
up. Yeah.
So that was a killer too, because it was really, really hot. But then at one stage through the mountains, it rained a bit, which was nice. It actually got a little bit cold, and I was thinking, wow, it could potentially, if you're not careful with these things, it could be dangerous. And for mandatory kit, all I had to take was a rain jacket and some tights. They didn't even have to be thermal, but I took my thermal tights and a space blanket and a bandage
And gloves.
and gloves. Like, if that was Australia,
Oh, jeez. I mean,
I'd have been carting a U-Haul behind me.
that's right. I remember because when I was waiting for you in the like I was in the valley in the aid station, and it was beautiful. It was quite hot, sunny. And then all of a sudden I looked up and I could see the rain coming over the hill. And 5 minutes later it started to rain.
It was just,
And
and then there was thunder. Can you
yeah.
imagine? And there's no lightning protocol over there, thank God. God.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
then it
honestly,
just
Australia, with all our rules, treat us like bloody toddlers. Like,
there
seriously. Sorry, it just.
was a lot of tight roads that you were running on with cars coming in
Yeah,
both directions.
a lot of high vis,
Single lane roads.
single lane roads. But
Not
the thing is,
yeah.
everyone takes personal responsibility. The
Yeah.
walker and runners take personal responsibility. The drivers, they look out for people, they
Yeah.
stop. It's like, seriously, we didn't have to put on high vis and do this and have
Yeah.
people manning the roads. And oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So it's very relaxed in that
but
respect.
that's the European
Yeah.
way. They treat you like adults.
Yeah.
Or not like criminals.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the screen there.
Yeah,
It's going a little,
that's
it
bad.
is, it's recording, so that's all right. Sorry, the screen was just going a bit funky, but we'll soldier on.
So after that solid climb, that was where I had to drive back up to the top of a mountain. And that road, that was a long, windy road. That was,
It's
and
very stressful.
some of it was dirt as well. It was a dirt
Yeah.
road in patches, and that was where I came across a lady coming in my like coming towards me, and there was a single lane. There was no way we were getting past one another, so she had to reverse reverse back up the hill, and she kept on reversing into the bank. She couldn't reverse straight, so she'd reverse into the bank, then she'd pull forward and then start again and reverse into the bank.
Embarrassed.
She did. It took her like 9 goes to.
Oh,
To
poor
get
woman, that would have
back to the
been
spot where I could get past,
me. Oh, poor lady.
because I couldn't reverse back because it was too far. Like
Yeah.
the next one was way back down the hill.
But was there a bit of a stalemate where you just both sat there at first?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you just go, no, I
I
can't?
just yeah, I just said I can't go back,
Yeah.
so she had to go back, and it was only maybe 100 meters that she had to reverse back, but it was a slight 100 meters.
That poor woman. She probably didn't want to continue how bad she was
Yeah.
at her
And then
reversal.
when she got back to the spot where she could stop and let me pass, her daughter had to get out of the car and check the side of the car. She'd been backing into the
Oh no,
bank.
got
So
me scratched. Oh dear.
that was my bit of fun to
Yeah.
get to the top, and the aid station was at a hotel
Yes.
at the top of the hill, which
Yep.
they love to do up there.
Yes, it is. It's handy.
Yeah.
Which
So
one? I can't
that was
remember.
that one where we had to go down like to the basement of the
Oh, when I needed
hotel.
to go to the loo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that person knocked your coat, the coat over.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
And just every aid station looked like a triage scene, but
Yeah.
honestly, people were, oh my God, they
Yeah.
looked so unwell because it was hot.
Yeah.
And when I say so hot, these were Europeans who they've just experienced this summer
Yeah,
and they
that's
were
right.
dying to the heat. Little me has just come from winter and they were just, just the look on their faces of despair.
I think every time you went through an aid station, you passed like five people because they were all spread out on the grass.
Yeah.
And you would,
I just would keep
you would,
going.
yeah, you wouldn't stop. So you just keep
Yeah,
going
because
and jump five
yeah.
places because you're passing all the people that were
Yeah, they're just dying on the
dying on
ground.
the grass. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw you again at 60 odd, 63 Ks. My watch said 67, and that's when we met Colin Berry, who was another Australian, the only other Aussie in the race. And he and his wife were doing a bit. She pulled out at 8 days.
Yeah,
She
she got to
later. They
that.
didn't run together because when she heard there was another climb, she thought she'd
That
done
was
them
her
all.
done.
Someone told her she'd done all the climbs when she got there, and they said, "What's the last big climb? And it's the worst one." She went, "Nah, stuff this."
Yeah, so that was Colin and Tam from Tasmania.
So they were.
Yeah.
We chatted. We chatted with Colin there, and then they were staying at the same place as us. So we chatted the next day.
Next day for breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. So then the last climb. Oh my God! It was like mixed track, 10 lots of that one after the other, no break. And it was. And I hadn't been able to eat for quite a long time. And my legs, it was like someone had poured concrete into my legs. That's how heavy they felt. I mean, I don't know how I would have done it without the poles. Like literally,
Yeah.
I probably would have had to fly it without poles because I just couldn't. And it was such a climb. We spoke to Colin the next day, and he did 250 meters in 15 minutes. So he was doing 1 kilometer an hour uphill. It's a cracking pace. And I think he was in front of me at that stage. So I must have
That's what
been
I'm saying.
going
Yeah,
slower
that's right. You were.
for at least that pace. And it wasn't just that it was steep and horrible. It was mentally challenging. And as it got dark, I had to put my head torch on up there. And you could see the other head torches up ahead of you. And you had to crane your neck back. And I remember that from CCC. That's what I found so demoralizing at CCC was looking up into the sky and seeing head torches and going, "Oh, for the love of all that good in the world, I've got to go up there." And it just never ended. And oh my God, I was close to despair. And every kilometer, the thing that they'd told us, like when you get to here, it'll be 6 kilometers, was over. And so I thought this was over. This was the first time it was a little bit under. And oh my God, I've never felt such joy in my life. And they, I did say in my post that I was swearing a bit. What it was I'd just be walking there and just go, "Oh, fuck." And every 2 minutes, I'd be like, "Oh, fuck." And I mean, so I wasn't swearing out loud. It was kind of like breathing, just swearing and breathing. And then, we sort of traversed a bit. And once again, it was very trippy terrain. So it was hard to get, for me anyway, I find I would pass a lot of people on the uphills and I'd pass on the downhills because I'm good at normally at running downhill technical relatively. I used to be better, but it's so much harder. And they're like mountain goats, the Euros. They really know how to run that stuff. And I just don't have the experience with such technicality. And so they'd all pass, the people I'd passed on uphills would just pass me on the downhills, which was surprising that I'd pass people on uphills with there being Euros, but maybe, I don't know. Anyway, then I got to the aid station, and it was like an aid station where the course sort of veered around to the right, but you had to go to the left or right and back to get to the aid station.
And there were two aid stations in this part that I wasn't allowed to go to. So.
So I went there, and that was like a definite triage center there. Oh my God. I sat down next to a guy, and he didn't even. I accidentally poured my Coke on his back, and he didn't flinch. So, and, anyway, so I sculled some Coke, and I had some bouillon, which actually wasn't too bad. That was kind of the whole nutrition I had for probably 50K. Anyway, I got up and walked away, because it was a slight incline up. I sort of, had to settle my stomach from the drink and gather my thoughts and whatnot. Once I'd walked back, past, and gone away from them, I forgot that they were there, and I just let out this almighty big belt from the Coke because, well, it's very bubbly. And there was this big cheer from the aid station, and I was so embarrassed. Going, "Oh my God!" Like they obviously, like I just forgotten they were there, and I burped, and then I had to cheer. I'm like, "What?" And then I went, "Oh my God, that was for me." I was like, "Oh, you're such an Australian." Anyway, and then just to top things off, there was an 11K downhill on basically a fire road, switchbacks, which was, well, it was boring, but at least it was runnable. And when I say runnable, I mean really slow runnable because I knew it was 11K and I didn't want to go smashing my quads out. And also I find that running downhill upsets my stomach more. So I jogged downhill basically, but I was still passing people who were walking downhill. One guy was walking slow. And even as I was walking down, two medics were walked up the hill
Okay.
carrying stuff, and they went, just be careful. And I'm like, yeah, like seriously, it's a by road. Like, even if I tripped, well, how bad could it be? Mind you, we'll talk about Heidelberg Schloss
Oh,
later.
yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing that in my dreams tonight.
No. Oh God, stop it. I just anyway, so I just jiggity jog down that, and then I knew we'd have to come off that at some point to get to the aid station, and there was a little turn off to the left and some steep dirt, and I'd caught this guy and he was just in front of me, and then he sort of, because once again I was running faster than him down the fire trail, but he could run faster than me on the technical ship. And then he sort of took off a little bit and I slipped, and that was fine. Like, I didn't hurt myself. It was quite dusty stuff, but my left calf cramped, my funky calf, because of the nerve stuff, and it just wouldn't uncramp. And I wasn't, I fell, I didn't make any noise or scream or about my cramp or anything like that. But he must have realized that I fell and hadn't gotten up again. So he immediately turned around and ran back up to me. And just as he got to me, my calf fixed up. And I'm like, it's all right, just calf cramp, thank you. And I just thought it was really indicative of the spirit of the race that he didn't just call out, are you okay? He literally, without saying a word, turned around and came back to make sure I was okay. And I thought that was really good. Like, when I did CCC, nobody spoke to me the whole race. I think maybe one person. And it was just the most lonely race, the most dispiriting race, because I would go into the aid stations and sit and cry because I had nobody, and no one would talk to me, and no one would. It was soul crushing. Not only was I there in Europe by myself with no one to support me, I just felt even more alone there. Whereas at this race, I was talking to lots of people out in the course, and everyone was lovely. And other competitors, if you went past them on a downhill bit, like, or on an uphill, they'd be, oh, super, super, hop, 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 whatever, bravo, and at CCC, no, it was just awful. It was really, that's another reason why I wouldn't do one of those races again. I just did not. It's what we talk about. It's why we prefer the grassroots races, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a different culture to the
Yeah,
grassroots races.
that's right. When I got to the aid station at Bin, to get there, it was a long drive. It was, once again, a windy single lane road type drive. And then there was this funky 2 kilometer long tunnel that I had to drive through. But it wasn't like a tunnel that they'd bored out and then concreted, the walls and everything. It was just basically raw rock, with a road through the middle of it. It was just really, really weird, but it was really long too. Like you couldn't once you, when you went into the tunnel, you couldn't see the other end. And then when I got to the aid station, they had AC/DC playing really loud, and they had bongos, and they were playing bongos to AC/DC, and
They wouldn't have done anything like that at
yeah.
CCC. Far too
So
serious,
it was a very,
CCC.
very upbeat aid
Yeah.
station, that
Like,
one.
we got in there, and that was at the 63 kilometer, and I was a bit wobbly on my feet because I do get wobbly on my feet when I get tired. And instantly, someone's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Are you just tired?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just tired. It's fine." He goes, "But there's no problems." I went, "No, there's no problems." But I just find everyone, and like everyone at the aid stations, was really friendly. Whereas you didn't get that at CCC. They were just, yeah, food, whatever, if you wanted something. I don't know. Anyway, mate, that's just my experience. If you've done one of the UTMB races and had a different experience, by all means, please let us know. I'd be interested to know. I did not have a good experience there. That could have also been the mental headspace I was in at the time. But seriously, nobody spoke to me, like, honestly, the whole race. Whereas this race, after that last aid station, after the 11K downhill, I ran with this English guy and a Canadian woman for a while, and we were chatting, and it was, really nice. And I said, and then we got to some steeper sections. I said to him, "Look, just go ahead. My legs are cooked." And the Canadian girl, she was the miler, so we'd caught her, and so she fell behind too, and that was fine. We weren't saying we had to run together. And then we went along this, I don't know what, levee kind of thing next to like a man-made sort of creek. It was horrible. It was flat, which was fine. Normally you'd go, oh, it's runnable. Constant roots and tripping constantly. And like Colin said later when we spoke to him the next day, he didn't trip for the entire race until he got to that section. And then he was tripping every minute, And it was just, it was soul crushing, that bit, I have to say. because I knew we'd have to go down to get to the aid station. I
Yeah.
went, when is the turn? When is the turn? And then, of course, when the turn did come, it was super steep, which killed my legs. So then I had that to whinge about. Anyway, so I knew, though, from that last aid station that Ron would be, well, no, there was one more. That was, I
No, that
can't
was
remember.
before the
Yeah, there was no, that was, yes, no, because I had already passed the Canadian Guard. That was just before the aid station where I met you. And that was, Ron was going to run with me. And so I was already at 96 kilometers and we had another 8.6 Ks to go. And I thought,
But also, Colin was the same. He was at 96 already as well.
And the guy I sat next to, I said, what kilometers are you on? He goes, 96.3. And I said, me too.
So the race was well and truly.
Well and truly over. And we made it even more over. So then we jogged off and, and the guy I'd been sitting next to goes, oh, it's all pretty much downhill from here and it's all road.
It's
And I got it, couldn't be further from the truth.
all right.
I'm like, well, this is going to be easy. We'll be home soon. And then all of a sudden it was steep uphill. And then it went to dirt uphill and long up. And then it was downhill, all technical dirt.
Yeah,
And
got
I'm
me
like,
all
oh.
rocky and tree rooty,
And it was like, oh my God.
and we were, you'd gotten to like 101 or 102, and we were still on trail. You
I
know,
was
we hadn't
like,
hit this
where the hell's
so-called
Queenie?
road yet.
So anyway, so we eventually got into Feech the town, and we thought, we were looking out for markers, but we'd kind of given up looking up markers because we thought we knew where to go.
Because we had to go through town and then,
Go into Sporting
go on.
Point. Except we ran right past
Totally
where
right.
and so then we had to backtrack and add, and all these people that we got in
Yeah,
front of me again.
across the back.
Anyway, so then
So
whatever.
Me
It's
being
not
the
like I was going for the win.
me being the great pacemaker, the only
Whatever
time you
is good.
got lost was when you were with
Because we were talking. And also because you just figure you're nearly there,
By
you know.
then, yeah,
I
you're
was
just
just, oh my
done
God,
again.
I'd been ready for it to be done since about 30K. So, oh my God, the sheer, like I was saying, Ron, what doing this 12 and 12 has really taught me is to not give up. Like, quitting is not actually even a thought, you know, like DNFing is not a thought because if I did, then the challenge, would I feel the urge that I have to start all over again? Like, oh my God, I could not handle that. So DNFing is not an option unless there's a bone sticking out, you know? So, yeah, so then we eventually got to the finish line, thank the Lord, and it was 4:30 in
Not
the
that
morning.
anyone, yeah.
So then we went back to the room. And I sort of showed you some of the photos and, and then I tried to eat, but I couldn't eat. I like literally made me want to barf. I could barely drink water. I hadn't been able to drink water for a long time. I just would once again like it, buffalo swish water in my mouth and then spit it out so I wouldn't barf. Then we went to bed by about 5 a.m. And of course you slept, but I couldn't because, I'd been drinking Coke until, whatever. So then I eventually just got up because or sat up and was answering client queries on my phone because I was just bored and of lying there. And then you eventually got up, we went and had breakfast and chatted with people, Colin and Tan. And then you ran back to the aid station to pick up the
And yeah,
car.
because I'd left the car back at the 93, 92 kilometer aid station. So
And
I
that's
backtracked along,
96 kilometer.
backtracked along the course to get back to
And I did coaching calls with my clients while you did that. And and then we'd originally planned to do some sightseeing, but in Switzerland, I was so rooted I couldn't do anything. And just exhausted because I'd had no sleep.
So we hobbled into town for
And we,
lunch.
yeah, because I was craving a burger. And of course, everything in Swiss francs. So the burgers were $50 each. Actually, no, we got the extra large one, the extra, extra large. But they were $32 each. And they were great. But the fries were extra, which was an extra $12 each to have the fries. And of course, I was hungry. But what I find after a race is, and that I hadn't been able to eat breakfast either, mind you. When I say we went to breakfast, I could barely eat. I ate two bits of cold meat, and that was it, and a little bit of cornflakes. And when you consider I'd done all that running with no food, oh, anyway, so we went for lunch, and I couldn't really eat the fries, but because we'd spent $12 on my fries as well as $12 on your fries, you had to eat my
Yeah,
fries.
I did.
And I forced myself to eat the burger. Like, I was full from about halfway through, but I made myself finish it because I knew my body needed it. And then we went back to the room and had a nap because, and we had a glass of wine then because I knew I needed that to help me get sort of that sleepy feeling. Surprisingly, the wine actually wasn't that expensive compared to Australian prices, only because Australian wine's so ex prices are so expensive. So then, and then we had dinner at the mess hall because it was like a mess hall. It's like a school camp place, basically.
It was very much a dorm set up with a
Yeah, it
huge
was like
dining
being on
room.
school camp at the food area. Anyway, so yes, and then we came back to and we'll bring up what happened with Heidelberg.
Yeah, we went today. We decided to go. We drove to Heidelberg to, look at the old town because it is a beautiful old
Beautiful,
town with
beautiful. And we went to
big castle on
the
the hill.
castle has lots of cobblestones, which is really, and oh my God, the steep climb up to the
Steep
castle.
climb, a
Oh,
couple of stones.
I wanted to tell everyone who kept passing me that I'd just done 100 Ks on the weekend and could they just, not come, just not be so sprightly. So anyway, we went into the apothecary, which is the chemist museum.
The museum, yeah, that's
And we
right.
come out and there's this ambulance there.
Yeah, and this youngish lady, when I say youngish, maybe,
20 or 30.
yeah,
Who knows? We
maybe in her
chat down.
30s,
We
mate,
chat.
we'll call it in her 30s, lying on the ground.
And I was thinking, oh, she, her face, I think she doesn't look her. And then
Yeah,
I looked at her
and then
leg.
looked down and looked at her leg,
And
and
her foot's on this weird
she
angle.
had her leg out straight, but her foot was turned side on, and
Oh,
it was like, whoa, okay, I can see what's wrong with
we're like,
that.
you have not seen us walk so carefully on those
There was
cobblestones.
no walking that one off, that's for sure.
No. Oh God, that foot at that angle. Like that's I've only ever seen that like YouTube videos.
Yeah,
It
so
was
we were like, oh yeah, fair
horrendous.
call. Yeah, that's probably an ambulance job.
Definitely an ambulance call. But I mean, to get the ambulance up into that castle,
Yeah,
that was hard work.
that's
But
right.
oh my God, it was like, oh, because at first I think, what's a young person, what she passed out from the heat or something? And then I looked at that foot
It's like, oh no,
and
no,
I
yeah, fair call.
actually felt sick to the stomach. I
And
literally.
as we're walking past, I'm saying to myself, don't look, don't
Because I had looked once and it was like, oh, but you know what it's like? It's like a train wreck. You
look.
want to look back. Because no, don't look. So, yes, if my foot's like that, I will DNF a race. But
That's
other
right.
than that, I am not DNFing any of this.
Yes.
So, yes, that was 100K number six. And I am just, and of course, do we go into the other reason why I wasn't feeling the best, probably?
Well, yeah, you've spoken,
Yeah,
a
open.
lot
Well,
about it.
basically, I got my period the day after the race. So it's like, that's why I felt so bad through the race and probably why I couldn't cope with the heat as well. And I knew it was coming because my lower back was sore before the start of the race. Like I was in pain before this race started, basically. So it was like, and I always run and feel like crap those last few days for my period starts. And so now of course, not only am I contending with the feeling of tiredness, it's a feeling of this time of the month is shit. So I'm just feeling like crap, really,
So
and
what did we do?
struggling.
What did we do for that? We went for a walk in the hills of Heidelberg,
Yes, and
because it's a
I've done
very hilly place.
over 20,000 steps today.
So nice and relaxing.
Yes, so yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway, and but it was a nice day, and
it
here in
was.
Europe, we've spent a goddamn fortune,
Yeah,
more
that's
on
right.
this trip. So by God, we are going to enjoy every minute. If I put my
Yeah,
fist down, we will enjoy it.
we will, or else.
Or else. But tomorrow is going to be a bit of a rest day because we are having guests for dinner tomorrow night and we are going to help. And we are looking forward to that because last week we went down to the lake because they do it every Wednesday night. And they were doing shots and drinking wine and a beer. Ron had a few beers and a couple of shots, but I'm sitting there like a numpty. And of course, the European men, they drink and they're like, what are you drinking? What's wrong? Why
What's
are
wrong?
you like? And I'm like, no, I've got a race. And they're like, okay, the next week you drink. And I'm like,
Yes.
yes.
Isabel's gonna have a big night tomorrow night.
But they were doing Jägermeister
I know,
shots
yeah.
and schnapps.
I
It
know,
was
it was a
awesome.
great night.
And one of them once bought an Akubra for each of his friends, so they're all going to wear their Akubras.
Yes,
We have to remind
yep.
Edit to tell them they're going to wear their Akubras. So I shall take a photo and share that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're all a great bunch of people.
Yeah.
So Yes,
So
so
that's tomorrow night. So yeah, tomorrow's
tomorrow we're going to run, walk, shuffle, hobble out to Worms, which is a town 8 kilometres away, but it's on the Rhine. So we're going to then have breakfast on the Rhine. Obviously, I'm going to do coach and calls before then, but yeah, then we'll do that. And then, yes.
And let the sightseeing continue from here on. We've got
Yes, then.
4 weeks off before we have to do another race, so we'll be packing in some sightseeing.
I don't know if we can get much training done.
We've
That's no
just booked
problem.
this afternoon. We've just booked
Rome tours.
our tours to the Colosseum and the Sistine Chapel and the Vatican. So yeah, so we're looking forward to that
Yes, and we've
in a
still got
couple of weeks.
Paris and Chamonix and all that before then. So yeah, it's going to be great. We hopefully get a good tan because we didn't get
That's
one
right.
last summer in Australia. Yeah, so that's that. I am tired but okay, and you know, it is what it is. I could say there's lessons learned, but there's not really, because the same thing happened at CCC. I just don't cope with the heat and those climbs and the different food. Like, I've got a very sensitive stomach, and I, like, some people say, oh, just keep eating different things. I literally can't eat. It's like I can't even drink. I drink water and it's like my body is going to expel it. It's just hideous. You have no idea. So I
And a
can't
fair
eat anything.
chunk of this race was above 2,000 meters as
Yeah,
well, which
so the
probably
altitude, maybe.
maybe
I don't
helped.
know. I just, this is the second time it's happened at this, you know, like at CCC and here. So I don't know, which makes me have great pause in thinking about doing Tour de Gion, because I just can't train for those hills in Australia. And it's just so demoralizing not having the leg strength. Like, after Canada, I had really good leg strength for hills, but even then, just not that grind that is so steep, like,
And long.
and long. And honestly, I thought mixed track was bad. Mixed track was a walk in the park, you know, honestly. So yeah, so I don't know. Obviously, I didn't have time to train for a lot of hills. Whereas for CCC, I did, but looking back on CCC, I would have done different things, more Stairmaster and that with a weight vest, perhaps, because I just couldn't do it. I didn't have enough time with all the hundreds I'm doing. So obviously, none of these hundreds am I training properly for. What I'm training for is just to be able to finish them and to get them done. I can't really train specifically for each race because they've all been so different. So it's really hard. Like, if I was training specifically for this, yes, I probably could get a lot stronger than I was. But I still think in Australia it is hard to train for these races. And if you aren't doing them, and I'm coaching clients for them, but at the end of the day, you have to just understand that it's going to be really hard because we don't have anything that replicates it. Even doing hill repeats like we did, you get a break way more. And there's nothing as steep as what they have, nothing. So unless you do mix repeats, but even then they're not long enough. But yes, so don't be disheartened. Just you've got to accept it, you know. And that's what also what I would do is when there were little flat level bits, I would just be in the moment of the flat level bit. Like, I wouldn't be thinking ahead to, oh my God, there's a steep bit coming. I'd go, oh, this is nice, and just feel the heaviness drain out of my legs just for a brief moment, and just be there in that moment of it not being steep. And then I would just let the steepness start again. And you know, that's all you could do. And I just kept telling myself, this will be a memory, it'll eventually be over, it will be a memory. And you know, and I just didn't let DNFing be an option. It just isn't an option at the moment. And I think when you have that mentality of it not being an option, it makes continuing so much easier. If you start thinking DNF, it makes continuing so hard. So just, it's not an option. You enter a race, you do the race. Like, the reason they have the race, it's physically possible to do these races, okay? Or else they wouldn't have them. They wouldn't have finishes. So just finish the race. Sure, like me, it may not be the time or the experience you were hoping for, but that's better than DNFing. And I would be so upset with myself if I DNF just because I was tired and it hurt, because it's meant to hurt and you're meant to get tired.
That's right.
That's actually the point. So, yeah, just something to think about. Sorry, it's been a lot of me talking, but it was kind of the race I
That's right.
did. So,
Yes, I wasn't there with you, so we couldn't really, I
no.
couldn't really talk
And
about
I was so glad I didn't talk you into doing that race,
it.
because,
Oh, my.
oh my God. Yeah, that would not have been your favorite. So anyway, we have spoken for quite a long time. I can't remember. We always forget to
Over
look at
an hour.
time. Oh,
It's been
wow.
over an hour.
Holy
So,
moly, cacacoli. Well, then we better let you get
yes.
back to whatever you're doing.
Our next next podcast will more than likely be from Belgium.
Yes, we'll see how we go. We might start doing them every second week while we're in Europe, to be honest. After
We're
this.
probably not going to have a whole lot to talk about
Yeah.
because we're just going to be
So
doing touristy stuff now.
maybe we'll do this again in, I don't know, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Let's see how we go. If people have questions, perhaps, about anything at all to racing in Europe, to traveling, to dealing with the different culture, foods and whatnot, just let us know. I mean, luckily we love German food.
Yes, oh yeah, we're getting plenty
We
of it at the
love
moment.
it. It is such a good cook. So we are very spoiled. Yes. So anyway, any questions, please do let us know. But it'll be at least 2 weeks. So I apologize, but we also do want to have a bit of a holiday, don't we? All right. Have a good one, everyone. Sorry if
Right.
I'm not exactly full of beans, but I'm not full of beans.
No, you're not.
No. All right. Have a good morning, day, evening, night. I don't know, whatever. We're going to go have dinner.
Yes, it's dinner time.
All right.
All
Bye-bye.
right, bye-bye.